USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly a dozen people have died of the coronavirus in the United States as the first fatality was confirmed outside Washington State on Wednesday. Health officials in Northern California say an elderly adult with underlying health conditions died of the virus. President Trump in Washington, D.C. says the response to the coronavirus has been quick, aggressive, and unprecedented.
We implemented sweeping travel restrictions, imposed historic quarantines, and marshaled American industry and science to begin developing a vaccine.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is the apparent winner of Maine's primary. With his victory, Biden wins 10 of the 14 Super Tuesday states, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won 3. California remains up for grabs. Biden also received an endorsement from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who dropped out of the race today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With more on a Super Tuesday result that has a lot of people's attention, including President Trump's, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is advancing in the race for one of Alabama's two U.S. Senate seats. Sessions receiving enough votes in the primary yesterday to face former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a runoff on March 31st. The winner will then face off against Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones. Sessions was ousted from his post in the Trump administration after his decision to recuse himself from the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling.
A Detroit judge has assigned an attorney to temporarily oversee Aretha Franklin's estate. Reginald Turner takes over as personal representative of the estate, replacing Franklin's niece, Sabrina Owens. Owens resigned as executor in January, saying she was frustrated by the family tensions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Work on a coronavirus vaccine is progressing. Health Secretary Alex Azar says scientists at the National Institute of Health have identified a possible vaccine for the respiratory illness. However, it still could take up to a year before the drug would be authorized by the FDA. Now, one of the things many people are doing to protect themselves from the coronavirus is they're taking a couple more precautions. And we're also seeing these precautions out in places where there's lots of public traffic, such as gyms. Katie Smetana is the Senior Vice President of the Valley of the Sun YMCA in Phoenix, Arizona. She tells Fox 10 in Phoenix some of the extra precautions being taken at the Y.
So we do have daily, weekly protocols of cleaning and disinfecting. And especially when you talk about the gym, you know, those common high touch points. So our locker rooms, we have cardio machines here, our weight training equipment, as well as when you walk into a group fitness studio, grabbing that stability ball or sitting on a mat for that yoga class. We want to make sure that you feel, our members feel safe. We also have put a protocol in place that has been in existence. We do have sanitizing wipes throughout our facility that you mentioned. So we want to empower our members that they can take that extra layer of protection to wipe down the equipment before and after use.
Celebrity Kim Kardashian West is going back to the White House on Wednesday to discuss one of her top issues, criminal justice reform. She'll meet with President Trump and three women whose prison sentences were recently commuted by the president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.